Ciao e bentornati. This week we are back with another lesson about irregular Italian adjectives. Last week we talked about adjectives that in verb base form end with a letter A. For example, altruista, egoista. These adjectives do not change based on gender in their singular form. So we can say lui è egoista, lei è egoista. We have that A at the end. There are more irregular adjectives that do not have that base O ending in the singular masculine form. And those are adjectives that end with the letter E. We are talking about that today. Iniziamo! Ciao e bentornati! This is Margherita, here to help you learn Italian grammar with ease. In Italian, adjectives change their endings based on gender, masculine, feminine, and number, singular and plural. Usually, adjectives in verb base form, those regular adjectives, will end with an O. But we can also find adjectives that are irregular and in verb base form end with a letter E. These adjectives never change based on gender. So whether we are talking about a masculine noun or a feminine noun, the ending in the singular form is always going to be E. The main adjectives that follow this pattern in Italian are breve, short, centrale, central, colpevole, guilty, debole, weak, difficile, difficult, divertente, fun, dolce, sweet, elegante, elegant, facile, easy, felice, happy, forte, strong, gentile, kind, giovane, young, grande, big, importante, important, impossibile, impossible, intelligente, smart, interessante, interesting, irregolare, irregular, normale, normal, originale, original, orribile, horrible, pesante, heavy, speciale, special, regolare, regular, triste, sad, uguale, equal, utile, useful, veloce, fast. So, differently from what we talked about in the previous lesson, where we can recognize irregular adjectives ending in A, because we are going to find that ista ending, with adjectives ending in E in verb base form, there isn't really an ending, a pattern that we can follow. In this case, we have to memorize these adjectives and memorize the fact that in verb base form, they end with an E and not with an O. So if I want to say he is sweet, I will say lui è dolce with an E. If I want to say she is sweet, lei è dolce. I am keeping that E ending for both masculine and feminine. The same goes for forte, strong. Lui è forte, lei è forte. Lui è felice, happy. Lei è felice. The A ending does not change based on gender in the singular form. My recommendation for you is to memorize these adjectives. These are the most common ones. Of course, there are more adjectives ending in A that are irregular. But what we learned today are the most common ones, the adjectives that you are likely going to find in spoken and written Italian. Grazie e ci sentiamo di nuovo settimana prossima. Ciao!